The last few weeks, we have been exploring through the personal testimony of members and of New Hope, the hope of Jesus Christ and how that hope affects your life. Through broken relationships, through strained and unusual circumstances, through seeming tragedy. In all of that, we have discovered, I believe, in the last 3 weeks, that there is only one hope, and that is Jesus Christ. And there is only one chance for all of us here, all of us in this community, all of this country, all of us in this world, in order to have life after death, in order to have life here as well. Because if we put our lives in the hands of anybody, as good as all state may be, they're not perfect. Try to make a claim with them. Not picking on all state, but since they say in good hands, there's only one set of good hands that we can be in, and that's in the hands of our Father, Jesus Christ. And we can only do that when we accept the salvation and love of Jesus Christ. And so what we are beginning is a season in New Hope in which we want to start casting our vision larger than these four walls. And so today, I mentioned last week that we were going to start a conversation. At the Global Leadership Summit, we heard from a speaker who emphasized these critical moments, these moments where you make a decision. Am I going to go left or right? Am I all in or not? And today, I believe, is one of those days. Because today, we will talk about the future of New Hope. In order to start this conversation, I would like for you guys to watch this introductory video. By a group of families who had a heart for those who were unchurched or who had been put off by church because of previous experiences. This faithful few, every week, packed and unpacked everything that was needed for a Sunday service out of a small trailer. God blessed our congregation, and in 2010, we were able to find a permanent home here on Van Road. With a lot of effort, that previous Moose Lodge was transformed into a church. When we say church, we talk about the building, but what we really mean are the people who gather in it. We seek to grow New Hope by reaching others with the saving message of God's love and by growing believers in the authentic relationship with Christ. And while church is all about the people, in reality, we have to have the room to accommodate them. As we add new members, we need to improve and expand our facility. Now, I've met with our leaders, and we have identified some key areas that will enable us to have healthy growth while maintaining financial fidelity. One of those areas that we identified that it needed immediate expansion was the children's classrooms. Now, God answered that prayer by providing a 2,000 square foot office building. In addition to the new classrooms, we will be expanding our parking lot, creating new welcome areas, remodeling areas of the existing building, and paying off the debt on the current property. The cost of making these expansions and improvements will be about $165,000. To accomplish this goal, we are starting a 3-year financial campaign called One Hope. Why One Hope? Well, because in the Bible, speaking about Jesus, it tells us in Matthew 12:21 that His name will be the hope of all the world. Will you partner with me and your New Hope family as we strive to make this building as welcoming and as engaging as possible to create the opportunity for people to encounter that one hope?
One hope. That's what it's about. It's about the opportunity to bring people here, to connect them with this local body so that they connect with Jesus Christ. The purpose of this is because, as I stated in the video, Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. Amen? And that's where, in the last few weeks, I hope that we have demonstrated that. That it is in life. Yes, it is about eternal salvation. Yes, it is about, after I die, where do I go? But it's also about this world. Jesus Christ, talking in Matthew 25, talks about how that we who are believers minister to him by going out to those who are the least of these. Meaning the people who are outcast, who are ignored, who are rejected, who are overlooked. Who back in grade school when you had dodgeball, they were the last ones picked. Maybe that was you. It was me. For the least of us, Jesus said. If you do these things, do what? Clothe them, feed them, care for them, love them, and most importantly, bring them the message of my love. That's what the body of Christ is all about. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to go through some very kind of detailed information about buildings and parking spaces and things like that. But keep in mind, as we look at these slides, what we're talking about. Because we're talking about the empty seats that are in this room right now. One day being filled with people who are out there right now, lost. Without hope, wondering if there's anybody out there who could genuinely love them. And I have said from day one that there is one quality that I will say New Hope has is love for other people. And you guys have it in spades. You have it abundantly. You have the Holy Spirit flowing through you. And God said, if you want to know that you're my disciple, then love one another. And you all demonstrate that. Now the challenge will be is as we add, will we continue to love? Because the cool thing is we can love only so many people. You're like, that doesn't sound very good, Jason. Here's why it's cool. Because we need more people and show them the love of Christ. And once they have it in them, then they can love a whole new circle of people. If we just keep loving this circle, we won't grow. That's why we're going to engage people and create an environment. We pray to create a culture here that will allow us to expand by adding new people. And by those of us who are already followers of Christ, taking the time to disciple and grow and mature in our Christian walk. In an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ. As we do that, now, I'm not saying we're going to try to be like Acts 2 and 3,000 were added on one day. Where would we put them? But let me say this. When God sees his people moving, he blesses it. So let's talk about some of these details that we just kind of went through. One hope. The very first thing that we identified was the need for more classrooms. This room in here will hold, these are, I know, a lot of numbers, but this room we had, at, for example, at Easter, 245 people in this building. We had just at 200 in this room. It was a little tight. Praise God. Now, we could grow on an average Sunday. We have about 110, 120 in this room. We could always go to a second service if we had to. But the children's area only had about three classrooms. If they continue to grow, there's really no place to put them. So one of the things that we were praying about, this started, just kind of let me back up and give you some history here. This started back in about February, March of this year. I got together with a group of the guys and ladies who were involved with the children's ministry and the guys who know how to build things. And I said, how do we expand? How do we incorporate more area? And we started praying about this. And the really cool thing is that God's always ahead of us. And so what he did for us was that we have the current existing building, and he found a donor. When I said that we get a 2,000 square foot office building, what I forgot to mention in the video was that it's donated. Thank you. To purchase that kind of building would be about $90,000. And somebody, moved by God, has donated it to us. Now, the cool thing is, and you haven't seen it yet, but I've seen this trailer. It's a triple-wide mobile office. It has the exact same siding that our current building has. Imagine how God does those things. So it's going to sit in the back of our building, and we're going to permanently attach it. We're going to build a foundation. We're going to attach it as a permanent structure. And if you were driving by 6 months from now, you wouldn't even know that it was something different. It would think it was just an extension of the building. God's cool like that, is he not? Now, and how are we going to get from that part to our new building? We're going to build a new breezeway. So it's going to be a permanent structure. This is going to be allowing the children to go, and anyone who uses this new building, to go in and out of this building and that building, free of the elements, protect it. In the new building, we're hoping to get some classrooms. Now, we think that we could get, we know for sure that there'll be at least four. We may get five out of this classrooms. Depends on how we actually get the rooms situated. We haven't seen the puzzle put together. They're in three parts, so we're not exactly sure when we get it together what we have. But we're sure with the square footage that we'll be able to get at least four classrooms. We'll be adding some bathrooms and some storage area. Some storage areas. And then this building right here has three exits, and we'll be addressing those so that people can come and exit as needed. Now, I mentioned that there's a permanent breezeway between the existing building and the new building. That building would basically have an overlying roof line with some walls built in with doors that you could exit. And which, by the way, we have this area marked off in the back. If you want to go after church and kind of walk that area, you can. This building is going to be setting up about 2 feet higher than the regular ground. So then we're going to have some stairs that go up to that. So we'll be building some stairs. And so that it is accessible to everybody, we are also installing a wheelchair lift. So for those who have a family who has that need, we'll be able to accommodate them. Just a word on that. At the Global Leadership Summit, one of the things that they challenged us with by demonstrating the ministry of families with special needs children, they brought out, they have an entire ministry called Our Special Friends ministry, and they actually came out and performed a song and dance routine for everybody and just challenged churches that there's a whole segment of our community that really has not been attracted to by the church, because most churches do not accommodate families with children who have special needs. We don't have exact motivation. We don't have exact plans right now, but let me just say that we want you to start praying for that. When God said, again, back in Matthew 25, what you've done to the least of these, you've done for me. So one of the reasons why we're putting in a chairlift is so that we have a vision that in the future we are going to have children who are going to come here and will have those needs, and we will put this chairlift to use. Amen.
Amen.
Structurally, one of the things that we will have to do, if you've ever been to the nursery, and if you haven't been, they will be taking volunteers any week. You can come back and check it out. No, there is a volunteer, there is a need for volunteers in children's ministry, and as we expand, there definitely will be, but that's another week. We are going to be building a new entry exit way. Where the nursery is right now, there is a single metal door, but we're actually going to build a set of glass doors just like we have in the front. So there will be a totally dedicated, brand new entryway in the back. For those of us who come, you may not know, we who serve try to park in the back so that we allow visitors and others to have parking up front. We're going to ask that as we continue to grow, if you're a regular member, think about parking in the back. Now, I know some of y'all, it was kind of a trek to come back around and then come in the front. We're going to have an exit and entryway back here so that we'll accommodate. If you're honoring us and by parking back there, we want to honor you and create a way to come in the back. And not just like through the back door, servant door, like a real door. Parking. Right now, we have approximately 39 parking spaces in our main parking lot. And we really could use some more. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is expanding the parking lot, and we're going to be adding another 24 parking spaces. Now, this is going to allow us to create openings for new visitors to come and park. Now, when we get the new parking spaces put in, I'm going to ask those of us who regularly attend and are members here, could you park towards the back of the parking lot so that the ones up front are open? Because if you're a visitor, wouldn't you want to be welcomed? Now, we have four designated for visitors right now, but I think that if we created an opening up front that allows people, if they're going to come and check out New Hope, let them come up and be our guests and sit in the front. So if you do, when we expand this, and we'll talk about this again once we get the parking lot in, those of us who regularly attend, park towards the back. That would be awesome. Now, one of the things that we are lacking, and if you've ever done ministry or served, I know the band come here late at night on Thursdays when the kids are here on Sundays. We are in desperate need of some lighting out there. And so we are. When we expand the parking lot, we will be adding some lighting so that it creates, first of all, safety. I know that the ladies groups, that when you start doing your Stitchers group again and your book group and you start meeting here late at night, you don't want to walk out to a dark parking lot. So this way, there'll be some lighting, there's some security there. And it helps protect our building. And it helps attract some attention to the building. Because people driving by, they're like, hey, what's that stadium up there? No, I'm just joking. Not that many lights. The business team's thinking, oh my gosh. All right, so new parking. Well, all of that, in addition to some remodeling on the inside here, including a new welcome area, we want to talk about taking the, there's an existing closet back here. Many of you may not even know that it's there, but there's a closet right here by the sound booth. We want to open that up and create a welcome area so that we are constantly having activities. I think it'd be neat to have a place where the volunteers can stand there and it still allows for traffic flow. And that way we know. Because one of the things that happens here a lot is that people say, hey, I wanted to sign up for that, or I wanted to ask more questions, but I didn't know where to go. We're going to create an area where you can go. Same thing on the flip side, on the other side of that, where right now Charlie's office is. If you walk through the kids' area, there's that drive-through window. Please stop by and ask Charlie for fries. He loves when you do that. In that area right there, we're going to try to create a welcome area for the kids' ministry as well. Same thing. I want, when families come to visit, they know exactly where to go so that they can check their kids in, that they know that there's security, that there's safety. that we're organized and, hey, we kind of know what we're doing. If you're asking them to trust your children, we need to be prepared to handle that. And so we believe that that's an area that needs to be addressed. So what are some of the expenses? Are you all on board so far? Does this sound like a good idea? I mean, all of this and with the idea that we're going to expand, we're going to grow, we're going to bring new people in. Unfortunately, this does cost money. We do live here on Earth. And when we talk to Vectren and we talk to people to expand our services, they say, okay, and then they tell us a price. So we're going to let you know what those some of those prices are. Overall, cost breakdown. Now, it is true that the building itself is being donated, but in order to relocate it, and as I mentioned, establish it as a permanent structure, the cost of that is approximately $52,500. Now, some of these costs are estimated high. We don't know those exact costs until we actually get in and start doing some of the remodeling and some of the things that we're hoping we won't have to do that will reduce that cost. But we're going to be having to move it, do the foundation work, upgrade the electrical service. And a word about that. One of the things that I love about your elders, our elders and business team, our leaders, is their vision. Because when we talked about having to put in a new transformer to accommodate this expansion, they said, you know what, why don't we go ahead and make the transformer big enough so that when we go into the next phase and we're large enough that we need another building, that we can accommodate that. And so we're actually putting a transformer in with the thought that someday we will outgrow this building and next door here we'll build another one. Cool. Is that cool vision?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to be remodeling, as I mentioned, inside here, and then building the new breezeway. Inside the building here, we're going to be repainting the children's area. One of the things that I have a vision for is that we kind of create a theme, a steady theme from beginning to end with the kids' area, so that when you know when you're in the kids' rooms that you're there. There's been some murals and some attempts at different things, and I think that they've done well over the years, but we're going to try to do some kind of a constant theme and create a unification of all of the classrooms. As I mentioned, the welcome areas. And then one of the things that we have talked about is creating a new office administrative area for myself and for Charlie. We're looking at maybe doing that in the front, which is now like a classroom, so that for security, again, for security reasons, when people come in and out of the building, I don't know they're here. If you've ever visited during the day, some people walk around looking for me, and I'm in a little closet back here that I have no windows or no way to see. So people come to deliver things. I've actually had things delivered, and then they left because they didn't know that I was here. I don't always hear the door. So one of the things we're going to do is try to move that office administrative area up to the front so that it's clear. Again, when people come in, they want to know where to go. They know how to get to where I'm at, or Charlie, whoever is in that situation over there. Expansion of the parking lot, approximately $33,000. We have the existing company who has done work for us in the past. They've agreed to expand our parking lot. Let me assure you, we had a couple other bids, and this is nearly half of what some of the other bids were. The company is Metzger's. They are doing this because they believe in us and we as a church, what we're doing. So they are expanding this really pretty reasonably. New digital sign. Many of you may remember the sign that we had down there where we would switch out the letters every week. That blew away earlier this year. Literally. And we as leaders, we met together and we talked about the replacement. And it was suggested that we do the upgrade and go ahead and get a digital sign. Now, a couple of things about the digital sign. One, we will be the only one on Van Road that has that. So it really will set us apart. I know that we're a church and not a business, but when people are looking for places and they don't notice that you're a church. They don't know to come here. So we want to make that known, and we're going to do the digital sign. It allows us to do messages and graphics, be a little bit more creative with some of those messages, and we can upgrade our information wirelessly pretty much from anywhere. So that'll be a breeze. And for Wayne and I, we appreciate that because January, trying to switch out the sign in the back in the old days, it's a little cold. I'll enjoy sitting in my office typing it and then watching it on the screen. But mostly because of attention, and there's some statistics, and I won't bore you with them, but the statistic that come from the sign companies is that churches who have signs, they get X amount of visitors, they get X amount of new members. In other words, it is an investment to create opportunity and attention to get more people here. New facility and maintenance equipment. We got about 5 acres of land here. About 4 of that is still grass, and that gets mowed every week. And this far, in the last 4 years, we have been blessed that we have a very good group of volunteers who are willing to load up their own equipment and bring it here every week. And it was really on my heart as I watched them do that, that we needed our own equipment. If we're asking someone to come and volunteer their time, we should provide the equipment, the gas, and all that good stuff. And so, again, the elders and I met. We were blessed. One of the members here has family who owns a lawn equipment company. We were able to purchase something at cost. And so we have purchased a riding lawnmower. And if you go in the back, you'll see a new shed. The riding lawnmower is in there. Wayne will be giving instructions later this week. Anybody who wants to come and mow grass? I'm not getting any volunteers here, am I? So we have some equipment to take care of our facility. As God has blessed us and with this property and with this facility, we believe it's our duty to be good stewards of it and maintain it. And then finally, we want to pay off the current mortgage. Yay. Amazingly, it is only about $60,000. That's from the original purchase and improvements on the building when you purchased this as a congregation in 2010. If you add those things up, it's about $177,000. Again, this is kind of, some of these things are over the top on our estimates, but we wanted to estimate high rather than low and be surprised. When you moved into this building, you started a financial campaign a couple of years ago called Hope 2. In that campaign, we have approximately $8,500 still from that campaign that we were going to be applying to the improvements of this building. That means that we need a total of new funds of $169,000. That sounds like a lot, right? But it's not, because guess what? God's already got it. God has already got a plan, and I know he does. We in leadership want us to lead by example, and so I'm going to ask the elders and business team, if you guys would please come up front. This is basically the team of men and women who have been working with me the last few months as we developed this plan. And as we've set out to create these improvements, some are in the back serving, yeah. Teresa, yeah, would you go get them, please? Why I want you to know that as we lead, we want to lead by example. And so that number right there of $169,000 of new funds, we as elders, we asked and leaders that we thought before we ask you to give and pledge, that we should do so ourselves. And so over the last 2 weeks, we have challenged each other and prayerfully considered what it is that we would pledge. And as a group, this particular group, they have already agreed to pledge $61,000 over the next 3 years. Now, if we are asking ourselves to donate and ourselves to sacrifice, we're now asking you to do the same thing. That means that we need approximately $108,000 of pledge from you as a congregation over the next 3 years. How are we going to do that? Well, the process is going to be like this. In the next few weeks, we want you to take home a pledge card, which we're going to pass out now. Do you have those, Debbie? All right. Debbie and Jeff Courtney is going to pass these out. Thank you, guys. You may go see them. Unless y'all just want to stay up here. Yeah. Make sure y'all get another pledge card, too. So. We want you to take this pledge card home, and I want you to pray about what it is that God wants you to do over the next 3 years. And we have asked that you take this next week, and then beginning on September 7th, we will start to collect these, and September 14th will be the second week. So September 7th and 14th, we will collect these, and on the 21st, we will announce the total amount pledged by the congregation. And I'm trusting God, and we as leaders are trusting God, that you will meet the needs. And we do this, again, I keep reiterating this because I want us to keep the goal in mind. The goal is not about expanding parking lots and adding digital signs and expanding buildings. The goal is to create opportunities and openings for people who do not know Jesus Christ to be able to come and engage and connect in a local body so they can find the hope through Jesus. Also, partner with that, which is part of our mission and purpose statement, for those who have been part of the church in the past who, for different circumstances and reasons, have either left the church or quit attending or maybe had given up, that there really was a local body that exemplified Christ's love. And we want to be opening and welcoming for them as well. Your name, address, foundation, donation. Here's what we're asking. There are some immediate things that we need to do. We need to move the building. We need to be able to engage with the veteran and with electricians and get the utilities ran for that. So what we're doing is asking for a foundation donation. In other words, between the 7th and the 14th, what is it that God has laid on your heart that you physically will bring in and donate? And then also follow that up with is, in addition to that foundation donation, what is it that God has asked you to pledge over the next 3 years? And then lastly, you'll see on the bottom of that card, because it is about the people, will you pray for that person, that family? Who is it in the next year that maybe at work or in your family or your neighborhood that you've been thinking, I really should probably bring them to church, invite them to church? I want you to pray about that. And if you agree that you will do that, please check that too. Now, this is kind of some in-house keeping. If you notice that we have some new contribution envelopes, when you decide, and once we start making our pledge donations, here's what I need us to do. On the contribution envelope, there's an area marked Other. Would you mark that and write in the word One Hope? And that way we know that when you give, you're giving to the One Hope Foundation. One Hope program. I know that we've given you a lot of information today, and you may have some questions. Wednesday night at 6:00, Debbie Courtney and I will be here to answer questions. Debbie Courtney and John Phillips. Did I say Wednesday night? It's Tuesday night? It's in April. The one thing I didn't put in the PowerPoint, I forgot. So, Tuesday night, you could show up Wednesday night. We won't be here. Tuesday night at 6:00, Debbie will be here. Hopefully I'll remember. So, no, I'll be here too. and we will answer questions that you may have. If you want one of the elders or leaders to come to your small group, please contact me, and we'll make sure that somebody can come to your small group and talk to them. We want to answer questions and be as transparent as possible. We know that this is, for some of us, it may seem like a large step. For some of you, you may be thinking, wow, this was a small step. Let me tell you, this is the first step. The long-term vision is next door in this little strip of grass is to create an expanded new building, a new facility to grow New Hope, to have a dedicated sanctuary, to have additional spaces for kids and ministries and adult ministries. Because as we continue to expand, as we continue to reach out into the community, we are going to be running into all kinds of problems. How do I know that? Because we're talking about people. And people are going to have needs. And we're going to try to meet those needs through the love of Jesus Christ. Will you partner with us and do this? The very first step is prayer. So right now, I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask everybody to stand up, please. Not to be overdramatic about it, but I want you to remember this day as we set out this new vision. And we don't know what year it may be, but remember a time when we're in our new building and with our new sanctuary, and there's people that you don't recognize because they're visiting. Remember, it's because today we took the first step to create the opportunity for them to meet Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we get to partner with you in the exciting, life-changing message of Jesus Christ, the gospel of hope. And God, I just pray that you would just bless those who already in their hearts are on board. God, I pray that you would be with those who have already dedicated themselves over the last 6 years to take it from a meeting in a member's garage to the reality of holding a service to working out of the trailer and purchasing a building that had images of the world scattered throughout it. And God, now the bar is the children's area where they worship Jesus Christ. God, thank you that you are so detail-oriented that the new building matches our current building. And we know through things like that that you are in it, you believe in it, and you believe in New Hope in those members here. God, I pray that you would help us to keep up with you and your vision and your passion. Jesus, you told your disciples that the fields are ripe, ready for harvest. God, help us to be harvesters. Help us to go into the community, bring them in, and introduce them to you. Lay on our hearts what it is that we can sacrifice and give and do to see that accomplished. It's in your name we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.